This recording, Maryland 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her life. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed to work. When she got there, there was a woman with the juice waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it on a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy juice began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The juice's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was wrong in juice, so it would take some time, some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the juice's lower back to her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the juice began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the juice, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up in Baltimore, Maryland. I lived in the city when I was younger, and then I moved to the county when I was about 9 years old. My parents were divorced, and they both remarried when I was 2. So I grew up having 2 sets of parents, unlike other children who only had 1. So I consider myself very fortunate because all my parents loved me. I had a brother by my father and stepmother. I had a sister by my mother and stepfather. And, when I was 17 years old, I was with my girlfriend in a car, and we went to one of these drive-in food places where they, like, you know, come out and take your order and put the thing on the side of the car, you know, very 50s. But it was actually in 1964. And, all of a sudden, this car pulled in beside us, and there were these two really cute guys in there, and one asked me my name, and I told him it was Jackie, and I said, "What's your name?" He goes, "King Norline," and I almost threw up in the back of my throat. But then he said he was just kidding, so we started talking. He asked me to go on a date, and we've been together ever since. That was 43 years ago, August the 7th. Let me say, what else? I've traveled a lot. Well, we lived a lot of places when I was growing up. My dad lived all over the East Coast, so of course I spent summers and whenever I could with him, and whenever school was out. And then after we were married, my husband went to the Navy during Vietnam, and we lived in Providence, Rhode Island, and we moved to San Diego, California for 2.5 years. We've gotten around quite a bit. We've been a lot of places on the East Coast. Some that we frequent, like the Cod. And, last summer we took a trip out west, and we did from Reno to Phoenix and stopped in a lot of wonderful places. And went back to San Diego, where we lived when my husband was in the service.